How do you do? Experts say we can live without water for days and food for weeks, but we cannot live without hope. Parental guidance is suggested due to the subject matter contained in this story. The man in this story thought he couldn't live without drugs when, in fact, drugs were stealing his hope. The enemy of his soul had deceived him, but he learned the truth and found lasting hope when his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
Feel anything, Pablo?
Yeah. I'm really sorry, Nikki.
I told you it was good stuff.
Heroin still hits him fast.
Too fast.
Pablo!
Get him out of here. He overdosed.
Pablo!
He's foaming at the mouth. Get him out of here. I don't want him to croak in my place.
We're on the 7th floor with no elevator. I can't get him out.
Then I'll just push him out the window.
No, don't do that.
The snow's deep enough to cushion his fall.
Wake up, Pablo. Wake up.
From the crossroads of America, this is Unshackled. True life stories of real people, dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Since 1877, the old lighthouse has been a shelter for the homeless and a strong tower from the enemy that seeks to destroy them. People without hope, driven from one place to another, find rest at Pacific Garden Mission, the chance to start anew. Thanks to friends who send financial gifts, the mission provides fresh clothing, hearty meals, and a clean, safe bunk for the night. Even medical and dental care is offered to resident guests in the mission clinic. Pastors and counselors present the way out of their predicament, the truth that makes them free of their past, and a life of hope and joy. What a future! Now for broadcast around the earth. Here is program number 3248 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Can you help me drag him out?
No, you're on your own, doll. Just get him out of here.
All right, I'll drag him down the stairs.
And don't bring him back here again.
You gotta help me, Pablo. Gotta give you the antidote. Don't die on me, Pablo. Please don't die.
The man in our story was only 22, but had already survived two previous encounters with death. Two more would follow in this, the conclusion of the true testimony of Pablo Montez, right now on Unshackled.
Nikki saved my life that night. I met her at a Christmas party when I was 21. As a teenager, I had been in and out of juvenile hall for years. A rebel who ran away from home many times, smoking at 8 and doing drugs at 12. Nikki was a dancer in clubs around Detroit. And by the time I met her, I was putting girls to work on the street for me. Nikki would take me to a whole new level. Down.
So how come you're messing with kiddie drugs?
Kiddie drugs?
Pot and acid. You should be selling the real stuff. Horse.
Heroin? Nah, too risky. I don't want to go to prison.
You just have to be careful. Know your clients.
Ah, I don't think it's worth the risk.
You're missing the high of your life.
Think so?
I know so.
I don't want to get hooked and be a junkie.
You won't. I'm not hooked.
Well, maybe I'll give it a try just for you.
For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. I was already going downhill, and heroin accelerated the slide. It's a lie that you don't get hooked. A year later, we sank deep into drugs. That's when we went to the drug house in the worst part of Detroit, and I overdosed. Nikki dragged me down 7 flights of stairs to the snow outside, where she injected me with a saline solution to counteract the heroin. She got me home, and I finally regained awareness.
You gave me a bad scare, Pablo. I thought you were going to die.
Oh, you saved my life, Nikki.
Yeah, for sure. The dealer is going to throw you out the window.
Oh, man. I've heard about overdosing, but I didn't know it was that bad.
It took you hours to come out of it. Heroin can kill you.
That's the third time I've cheated death.
Yeah, you told me about the car accident where you and the driver survived, but five of your friends were killed.
And the gang that tried to murder me with a baseball bat.
You've been lucky. Maybe we should move to a new state. Get away from the drug scene here.
We saved our money and moved to Florida. But I learned that drugs were everywhere. We couldn't escape the temptation, and we couldn't resist it either. So 2 months later, we moved to New Jersey, where I started shooting up cocaine, which I liked better than heroin. I was totally ignorant of the truth that the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. We made a very bad decision by stealing from a dealer.
I can't believe how you broke into his car just like that.
I learned to steal cars when I was 11 years old, Nikki.
We better leave this state.
Not in these wheels. It's hot now, and he'll sick the law on us.
So we have to ditch it fast.
Yeah, we have enough cash to buy a used one.
How much?
$5,000.
Plus the 10 pounds of pot we can sell when we get there.
I've always wanted to visit California.
Visit? I want to live there.
We have to keep moving, Nikki. Cover our tracks.
Yeah, he won't be happy that we ripped him off like that.
Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves, the Bible says. If only I had known. We ditched the car and got another one and drove to California, where we sold the marijuana we had stolen from the dealer. Then we moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico. By then, Nikki was expecting our baby, so we looked for an apartment.
This is the one-bedroom apartment, a little less room than two bedrooms.
And a little less money, too.
It's fine, Pablo.
Okay, we'll take it.
Where are you folks from?
Michigan, Detroit.
Well, if you're looking for a good church, I can recommend one.
Yeah, sure. As soon as we get settled in.
Hey, Pablo. How's it going?
I'm just bringing the rent money now, Howie.
Always on time. Appreciate that, Pablo. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Say, how'd you like to be my assistant manager? I could give you a break on the rent.
What would I have to do?
Mostly show the apartments, help with small repairs.
Sure, why not?
Great. Have you found a church yet?
Still looking.
Why don't you visit mine this Sunday?
Sure, why not?
I hadn't looked for a church, but I started going to his, and the sermons were thought-provoking. They talked about the free gift of salvation. I'd never gotten anything free in my life, and I was interested as the pastor explained the gospel.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast."
What does that mean, Pastor?
It means believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
I don't have to do anything myself?
No, you can believe the gospel. That's all you can do. Grace is a gift from God that you can never deserve. Jesus did it all for you.
I never knew that. I mean, I knew he was crucified, but I never understood why.
Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
What's propitiation?
Substitution. He died in our place. Pablo, did you ever have anyone pay your debts for you?
Yeah, right. Fat chance.
Well, Jesus did. He paid your sin debt because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He died your death.
I've almost died three times.
Well, when a believer dies, he won't face God's judgment. Jesus took the punishment so you can go to heaven.
Whoa, man, this is all new to me.
Well, just remember this. The Bible says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
For a while I was on fire for the Lord. I went to all the services, sang at the choir, and even went door to door evangelizing for the Lord.
Are you going to that church again tonight?
Yeah. We're going to neighborhood doors and tell people about Jesus.
What are you going to do when I go back on the road? Somebody has to be here with Pablito.
You're going back on the road?
Of course. I can dance again, and the money's good.
Oh, Nikki, I don't like that idea.
Well, you never complained before.
I don't like being without you, and I don't want other men leering at you.
It's only for a month or so at a time, 6 weeks at most.
Look, Nikki, Pablito needs his mother.
He's a year and a half, and he'll have you.
Nikki went on the road, and a year later I stopped following the Lord. I started missing the regular services. Then I gave in to temptation and started drinking and using drugs again. Men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. It's true what Jesus warned. And the last state of that man is worse than the first.
We'll hear more about Pablo's choices shortly. Keep up with the latest at the home of Unshackled by subscribing to the PGM News, a monthly publication of Pacific Garden Mission. The PGM News is completely free. It's concise, yet full of color pictures of life at the oldest continuously operating rescue mission in the country. You'll greet every issue with joy in what God is doing at the old lighthouse. You'll read about homeless people who come to the mission and find new life, about various ministries the mission supports, like the outreach to the Polish people in Chicago, or the Bread of Life ministry that takes bread, cookies, and the gospel to the south side of Chicago. You'll learn about the production team of Unshackled, who produce these radio dramas. Each issue focuses on some aspect of Pacific Garden Mission's gospel outreach ministries. To receive the PGM News, write to Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. That's Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org.
Soon I was shooting up heroin again. Nikki was gone about 6 weeks on the road at a time, and I started to party with a woman next door. Her brother-in-law didn't like me. One night while I was high, I sat on the edge of my balcony on the second floor and fell, landing on my back. I couldn't breathe and thought I was dying. The man who didn't like me wanted to take me to the hospital, but at that moment, Nikki arrived by taxi.
What's going on? Why is he lying on the ground?
He fell off the balcony.
Please, help me.
We're going to take him to the hospital.
No, no.
That won't be necessary. I'll take care of him now. You sure keep Lady Luck busy, Pablo.
Nikki, you came just in the nick of time.
Yeah, I got off 2 weeks early and flew home.
Oh, you saved my life again.
Why do you say that? You didn't break any bones in that fall. You're doing just fine. Lucky again.
But the neighbor told me today that her brother-in-law and his friend were going to take me out to the desert and kill me.
Why would they do that?
He hates me and saw a chance to get rid of me.
We'd better find another apartment.
We moved to a different part of Albuquerque, and Nikki went on the road again, ending up in Boston. She had been gone a couple of weeks when a woman called me saying Nikki planned to come home with a boyfriend and take our son away from me. I bought a gun and then took my son to a friend for a few days. Nikki arrived at the airport, and I met her flight. When I told her I had sent our son to Michigan, she fainted. A few days later, I got our son.
Where was he?
With a friend.
Why did you tell me you sent him to Michigan?
Because a strange woman called and said that you were coming home with her boyfriend to take Pablito away from me.
How could you believe that? It wasn't true.
Well, I wasn't taking any chances.
Pablo, you have to quit using heroin. It makes you unpredictable.
Why would she tell me that?
She's a jealous woman who wanted to hurt me.
Nikki, I believed her.
Why didn't you believe me?
I don't know. I'm sorry, honey.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die, the Bible warns. And I was dying inside as I walked in disobedience, still doing drugs. I thought I couldn't live without being high. I met a man whose nickname was Taco, and we partied together while Nikki was home. Then she went on the road again. Hello?
Pablo, it's Taco. I'm in jail.
In jail? What happened, man?
I got caught with some stuff. I can't make bail, so I'll be here a while.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Taco.
Listen, while I'm stuck here, would you look after my family? Make sure they get groceries, whatever?
Oh, yeah, sure, man.
Maybe you can bring them here to visit me, huh?
Hey, I'm happy to help.
I took food to his wife and drove her and the children to the county jail to visit Taco. Like me, he was paranoid, though. And when he was released, he confronted me.
You've been messing with my wife.
What you talking about, man?
Neighbor said you came here at night.
Taco, I came after work to bring her groceries. You asked me to look after her.
Not like that.
It wasn't like that. I never touched her. Ask her.
Oh, you think she'd confess?
There's nothing to confess, Taco.
You stay away from her or else. You hear?
Taco and I stopped talking to each other, and our friendship ended. But his drug-twisted mind was scheming to get even with me, as we discovered a few weeks later. Nikki had come home again, and I was asleep on the couch when we heard a knock at the door.
Who is it?
Where's the money?
What money?
I'll blow your head off.
We don't have any money.
Shut up.
I'm telling you, we don't have any money.
Get that gun out of his face.
Give me the money or I'll shoot you both.
He slapped Nikki 4 or 5 times, and she suddenly grabbed his rifle and struggled while I ran to the kitchen to grab my own gun off the refrigerator. He got away from Nikki and ran after me, but I turned and shot him twice. He went down, and I ran after the other guy who fled. I shot at him but missed, so I ran back home to reload. The man I shot wasn't moving, and our son was hiding under the covers of his bed. I ran back outside.
Pablo! He's over here! I called the police, and I got his gun. Here.
He got away.
Police! Drop your weapons!
Police were everywhere. So I laid down on the ground, and they handcuffed me. They caught the man who escaped and 2 more in the getaway car. At first, the police thought it was a drug deal gone bad until they found the man inside our house. He survived, and a few weeks later, we learned why they invaded our home. By then, we were packing to move to another house, getting rid of furniture.
Hey, what happened to the living room furniture?
Taco came and got it all.
Taco?
Yeah, I saw him in the store today and I told him we were leaving and didn't want the furniture, so he came and took it.
Do you know that he set us up for that home invasion?
He did?
Yeah, he told those guys that I was holding $20,000 for a football pool.
Why, that liar?
He almost got us killed. If you hadn't grabbed his rifle, we might be dead.
I can't believe it. How did you learn that?
Those guys came to me and apologized.
To think I gave him our furniture.
Oh, Nikki, you saved my life again. That's 3 times you saved my life.
Like tumbleweeds, we moved from place to place, seeking rest, finding none. I was 30 years old when my daughter was born in Louisiana. Then we moved back to Michigan, then Texas, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Denver, going here and there and nowhere. When I moved back to Michigan again, I became a crack addict, and Nikki left me with Pablito. I went back to selling cocaine and marijuana. By 2002, I had lost my job, my car, and most of my family. I still had my son, who was 22 by then. When my mom died in 2003, there was nowhere to turn. So I turned to the Bible.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Man, that describes me.
And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
What are you reading, Dad?
The Bible. Listen to this. Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Or this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
I've never seen you read the Bible.
I did when you were a little boy. I never should have quit. The more I read Scripture, the greater the conviction I felt about my sinful life. I had to get a new life. My son and nephew were staying with me, so one Sunday morning I got them out of bed and we set out to find a church.
So what church are we going to, Dad?
It doesn't matter. Just so it's a church.
How come this sudden interest in religion?
I need the Lord, Pablito. He's the only one who can help me.
Here's one, but the service doesn't start for almost 2 hours.
I need the Lord now.
Let's go back to the intersection. Maybe there's a church the other way.
I used to attend church services and my life had purpose, but I turned from God and I've been miserable for so long.
I don't see any churches, Dad.
Over there. Above the trees, I see a cross. That's where we're going. When we walked into that little church, nobody was in the sanctuary but a greeter named Al, who got us some coffee and then sat and talked to us about the Lord.
Everyone is in Bible study right now.
I've been reading the Bible. That's why I'm here. I need the Lord.
Well, the Lord is everywhere. You can talk with him anytime.
I did many years ago, but I walked away from church and Jesus. Why is that?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
Can I come to him now? Will he reject me like I rejected him?
No, no, no. There's no one like Jesus. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
I've sure made a mess of my life.
Oh, you were deceived, Pablo. Come to God now with all your heart. He's waiting for you. Stay in the Word and stay in fellowship with other believers. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
I will, Pastor.
Jesus said in John chapter 10, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand."
I learned about God's love and forgiveness at that church. Soon I was singing in the choir and helping with the food pantry. We kept attending for 2 years. Then I prayed, asking God for direction, and he moved us 60 miles away from Detroit to Horse Country. I kept driving back to the church until I needed chemo for liver disease. Then God led me to a fellowship closer to home. You'll see that place, son.
Looks like a prison.
It is. Maxi Boys Training School. I spent a year there when I was 15.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, I needed a father to keep me in line.
Yeah, I'm glad I have you.
Prison isn't the answer. Jesus is the answer.
But we sometimes push him out of our homes and schools.
Too bad for the boys inside there.
Yeah, the church has a ministry to prisons, and the Lord wants me to go in there and tell them about Jesus, how he has set me free.
You do so much, Dad. Working in the bus ministry, taking classes.
People need to know the Lord, son. And nobody knows that more than I do.
It's been 7 years since that day I talked with Pastor and received God's forgiveness for my sins. The best 7 years of my life. I love seeing children come to a saving faith in Christ Jesus, seeing what God can do in their lives. God is so awesome. He spared my life 5 times and gave me eternal life and heaven.
Do you have the hope of heaven, listening friend? 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12 promise, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." You can have eternal life now by praying with us. Dear God, I confess that I have sinned against you. I believe Christ died for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead and lives forevermore. Save me. Lord, come into my life and change me. Make me like Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness and eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let us know you prayed, and we'll send you some literature to help you walk in new life. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry, www.unshackled.org. A listener writes, "I'm 16. I've put Unshackled on my alarm time, so I make sure I hear it every Sunday night. We hope you also ask the manager of this station to keep broadcasting Unshackled." This is program number 3248, heard in part 2 of the true story of Pablo Montez, where Chuck McLennan, Maura Kate Burns, Ed DiZzolo, Jamie Barron, and Rick Plastina. Original music, Scott Griffin. Sound, Nadine Aloysio Sorensen. Engineer, Don Badorf. Script by Kenitha Gabler. And I'm Timothy Gregory. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Please take a moment to write and tell us you listen. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.